Cairns were talking themselves up as underdogs. You finishing in fourth place, probably have something to say about that?
Yeah, it's just amazing. You know, you come this time of the year and the coach has doubt about their ability. They finish on top, and we certainly don't doubt our ability and what we're capable of. And you know, players train for this moment, and you can't have cracks in the armour.
Because even when you guys were going through that bit of a slump in January, you were always talking about, you know, you had the right game and the right players to play. Are you expecting that to see that this week?
Yeah, hopefully. Look, we've been we've had a great lead-in for this. You know, playing Cairns at home, then losing on the buzzer to New Zealand, and then another tough game in Adelaide. Probably the informed team of the league, and polish off with Townsville. So we've had a great lead in. The guys are ready. You know, it's hard to coach this about 2 weeks ago. The guys are anxious for the finals to come, and now they're here, so we're ready to go.
Did those couple of close losses put a bit of hunger, a bit of fire in the belly?
I think so. We had a good meeting on Monday and gone through our game plan, and Damo said some good words about the journey that we're taking this year, and everyone took that on board. And look, we're ready, and we're going to give this thing a good shake.
And Burn aside, a lot of people probably wouldn't have you in the top two to win the championship. Do you guys want to prove them wrong? Is that part of what you're going into this year?
We know it's capable of winning it from fourth. Wollongong did it a number of years ago, and Perth have won it from the third position before. So it's been done before, and nothing. You know, we've been through a pretty eventful journey this year with all the injuries and what happens off the court, and you know, it sums up this weekend what we do on the court, and we're ready for it, and we've been through that adversity to make us tougher and stronger, and can't wait for it.
World record equaling 29th finals campaign. Are you talking about it much, or is it just in the background?
Well, you know, it's always there. It's always to get that kind of off your shoulders and worry about what position we're going to fit. But look, we've got an experienced team, and we know the best thing is to play great basketball at the right time and be healthy, and we tick both of those boxes, and we really can't wait for Friday night.
Coaches like to do their study. Have you done any study on the Boston Bruins, who you are equaling now in this world record run?
I'd probably leave that up to you guys and do studying where I'm best served, which is coaching the Wildcats.
Is it good for you, though, to... I mean, there must be a lot of pressure on a coach and players to... to keep this run going, and the fact that you've done it must give you a fair bit of confidence.
I think it's, you know, the torch gets passed so many times along, and to do it from 29 years, you know, I was looking back there, I was just finishing school, and well, showing my age there a little bit, I guess, but a couple of these guys weren't even born, you know, and it's our time to carry the torch forward, and we're proud to get that number, a world record equaling number, and hopefully there'll be a few more years coming down the track, but that aside, we're after a bigger prize for us, and that's getting number 7th championship for the club, and we think we'll give this thing a real good shake.
How do you beat Cairns, and don't say shoot more baskets than them, like Kenny Lowe?
Yeah. Look, we matched up pretty well the two games here. We've held them to real low scores, and it's been our defence and our rebounding, and that's what you get in playoff basketball. It's a real grind, it's tough, it's, you know, back and forth all the time, and we expect that from Cairns, a good defensive team, and if we can keep them down to those low 50s and 60 scores like we did earlier this year, we'll be a good shot.
Do you think Jermaine's started to turn his season around? I felt like he had a bit of a flat spot during the middle half, but he seems to have got himself going a fair bit.
Yeah, it probably took a while to get that extra attention. You know, last year he was like the Batman and Robin, he was Robin out of that, and this year he stood up and to be the main man, and probably took him a little while to counter the tactics of the opposition of trapping him and finding out what spots. But, you know, now he's fine. He's used to that. He knows when to push and when to pull back and when to shoot and when to pass. So he's a deadly weapon.
Knight and Jervis starting. Was that just for Townsville, or could that be a ploy throughout the playoffs?
Yeah, I think you'll see it more often than not. It was a good combination to get out there, and especially against Cairns, where you've got two bigs. You know, one guy can shoot from the perimeter, the other guy's not so much from the perimeter. I think it's probably a stretch when the four-man stretches the court with the shot. But you'll see them definitely this weekend.
DeAndre's starting to build form, it seems like, going into the playoffs. He was pretty big going towards the national championship last year. Are you expecting sort of similar things from him this time?
If we can get some performers like that, you'll be seeing a happy little coach. But look, he was outstanding last weekend. He just needs to play and comfortable, He rebounded well. He didn't try to overplay his talent. He got the ball off and trusted his teammates to get the ball back and, you know, and dropped 24 points.
Are you still getting to the stage now where you know, game on the line, sort of comfortable finding space where you could put the ball in his hands?
Yeah, look, we trust DeAndre and Dollar have been, you know, when the pressure comes, they step up. They've got that track record. And you've got Damo leading from the front and just doing all the hard work. And Matty and Tommy back fit underneath the ring. So, you know, we'll have no excuses whatsoever.
But what's the game plan for the fourth quarter?
I can't tell you everything.
Well, around that way. Last two times in Cairns, you guys were going great and then it just faded late. Was that just, you know, missing Matty, missing a couple of injuries? Or
We only had a rotation of seven. You know, it was no disrespect to our DPs. They were on the roster and we just signed Luke a couple of days beforehand. So when you get seven and a couple of those guys were in foul trouble, fatigue, we couldn't sustain that for 40 minutes, but we won't do that this time.